Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We were kicking around a thought that I hate talking about this because it feels so anti-sports. It feels so anti what we all believe in when it comes to sports, which is the idea if the Browns are probably might be better off losing this game. And if you want them to lose it because it means that the draft position will be better and they could go get Fernando Mendoza or they could go get Ty Simpson or Moore from Oregon, whose first name I can't remember right now because I'm a ding dong.
Dante.
Thank you. And so if maybe you want them, or as Anthony brought up the really good point, if you want Kevin Stefanski out the window and to move on from him, a loss may get you closer to that. I can't believe we are having this conversation.
I guess just like winning is just a different form to a lesser extent of the Mike Tomlin argument. Like everybody in Pittsburgh right now wants the Steelers to totally tank out so that they can just get rid of Mike Tomlin and move on to something else. Now we're not talking about getting to 9-8. We're talking about getting to 5-12. Hey now, but
The best 5-12.
So that's the argument that we're having. It kind of makes sense to me, though, because going into that Dolphins game, we were really starting to hear things about like,
it's getting loud.
Hey, if they lose this game, you know, Jim Schwartz is going to be your interim head coach come Monday morning. And then they went out and blew him out, I guess. And then
the defense had a heck of a performance,
right?
And the offense, whew,
so
no one treaded water with water wings on quite like that offense did that day.
So the only like other game that hasn't gone that way is the Jets game. And after that game, everybody wanted everybody fired to begin with. So, I mean, that was, you know, no different than any other loss that we would have had. So that's why I kind of feel like going into this game, like, wouldn't it really suck if you had the number two pick? You probably had the opportunity at some form or fashion to trade up with Tennessee to get Cam Ward, and he goes out and actually plays somewhat well, or the offense runs just well enough that they can beat you and your defense isn't able to get to him. That would be a real indictment on just this whole thing and how we've all gone wrong and how our fifth round quarterback that everybody wanted at number two overall just is, you know, continues to have the lowest EPA out of any starting quarterback. Like how much more of an indictment would you need to have that this is just not working?
I agree with you.
Thank you.
I do. I agree with you. And I think they need to win this game because they need to build forward and you need to have some kind of building blocks. And the start of those building blocks is winning the games that you should win. And this is a game they should win. Their defense should win this game. Cam Ward has not been good. Now he will have 2 to 3 throws, maybe 4 throws in this game where you're gonna go, damn, okay, look at you, Cam. Like, he's gonna have those throws. He is also going to have 3 or 4 throws where you're wondering if he put his head on a baseball bat and spun around 50 times and then decided to throw the ball. Like, he will also have those as well. And so I am with you. I think you need, if you want to be in a position where the arrow is starting to point up, I think you need to look to win this game. Dom is in Cleveland. Welcome, Don.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Good. So your question, you know, do you kind of want them to lose this week? I don't. But it's understandable that for those that do, and I, in a way, would be okay with it based upon all the things you just said. And I'm going to go back to two things. When was the last time that this team had a really good first two, three rounds of a draft? Recent. I'm not talking 60s, 70s. I'm talking recent memory.
March. It would be March, and then before that, maybe the Joe Thomas draft?
Baker draft worked out. You got Denzel Ward and Baker.
Yeah, you know what? That'd be your answer, Don. Probably the Baker draft. He's right.
So that is the answer. It's not March because you can't judge it quite yet. You got another year or two to judge this draft.
That's
but now,
true.
In hindsight, Dorsey's draft in 2018 was an awesome draft. Those first three rounds, he almost picked, Chubb probably would have went to the Hall of Fame if he ever got hurt. But anyways, so that's the last time. Well, how were we able to do that? What were the two seasons before that like? They were horrible. How many games did we win? One game?
Mm-hmm. They were horrendous.
The only reason you were in the position to make those picks, because I think Ward was an extra pick, wasn't he?
Yes, they traded. Who did they trade with? I can't remember who they traded with, but I know they traded down for the.
Yeah, they took Baker at one and Ward at four. Yeah. And it turned out Ward's awesome. Ward's arguably Hall of Fame talent, and Baker's really good now. And he was pretty good before. My point being, that's how you get through this muck, because that's the muck we had before, right? We were 1-31. How do we get out of it? We need picks. You need to do it through the draft. And the other thing you mentioned that's kind of triggered my call is Mike Tomlin. I've been on the anti-Mike Tomlin train for 10 years. Mike Tomlin is extremely overrated. He's not an X and O guy. He's just an intensity rah-rah guy.
Serious culture guy I got to give him this. He has done a really good job taking massive personalities and making it so that they can all function together. I give him a ton of credit for that.
Yeah, but we forget about how dysfunctional it was when Antonio Brian and Le'Veon Bell. They had some troublesome years.
Oh, gotcha.
My point being is he's, you said you brought him up. I'm going to harp on it. He's just overrated. That whole 500 record, who cares? You could take like 18 of those wins against the Browns and like probably another 10 against the Bengals. They were two of the worst teams in the NFL at the time. So, like, he padded that whole, record thing. But he's not an X and O guy. And I know a lot of Pittsburgh fans. They're diehard Pittsburgh fans. And they don't think that much of him. Yeah, it was great when they had Big Ben. But that's why.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He won games because he had a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Appreciate it, Don. The thing, though, but this is back to where why I think they need to win the Tennessee game is partially Mike Tomlin and that argument. This is how you establish culture. This is how you establish winning. And the one thing that Mike Tomlin does really well is he wins the games he should win. Yeah, you could throw out those 15 Browns games every year. Yeah, you could throw out those 10 Bengals games. But boy, I've watched with the Green Bay Packers this year. I mean, they walked into that Cleveland game and it seemed like they got punched in the mouth. Then they had that Panthers game and it almost looked like they were more prepared for the Eagles to come and they overlooked the Panthers and got punched in the mouth.
Right.
You got to win those games. Those are the games on the schedule. You have to win them. And it's one thing Mike Tomlin has done really, really well, and the Browns need to get to that point. I don't think Mike Tomlin loses that Jet game if he's the head coach here. Why? Because you've established a culture of winning. This is what we do. We overlook no one. And that Jet game is the one that will forever leave the horrendous taste in my mouth on all of the troubles that this team has had. So that's why I think you need to win this. And Kevin Stefanski needs you to win this. And frankly, Jimmy Haslam and anybody who wears brown and orange needs to win this game more than having the draft pick themselves.
So I'm going to ask you to live in like hypothetical land for a second here. Let's say
my favorite land on this earth. Let's go.
Let's say they win this game on Sunday.
Love it.
And then you have the Bears, Bills, Steelers, Bengals, and they lose out. Maybe they'll win one of those games. So they end the year 5-12. How are you going to feel at the end of the year if they win this Titans game?
So I'm grading on a curve. Because the way that I've been looking at this season is, again, the goal of anybody who listens to the show, so sick and tired of me saying this. The goal of the 2026 season is to find out, or the 25-26 season, is to find out if the starting quarterback of the future is on the roster or in the draft. And if I walk out with that answer, this season's a success. If that answer is a flat out yes, it's Shedeur Sanders. Great. Season success. Well done, everyone. Hang a banner. We found the quarterback. Hang it up. You can hang it high every single place that we possibly can. You can put it from the stadium, have it blow in the wind as it comes off the lake. That's the goal. So if they come back and say Shedeur Sanders is the guy, boom, season success. If they come out and go Shedeur Sanders is not the guy, boom, season success. Well done, everyone. That has been my goal. So if we walk out in your hypothetical situation and they go 5-12, and we look at each other and go, hey, Shador's not the guy. Great success. Go get the quarterback in the draft. Let's go.
But then I would have much rather them lose this game so that they could be 4-13 and be a little bit higher up so that they can go get that quarterback with a little more ease.
But I got the Jags pick. I'm sitting on that Jags pick to begin with. I can move wherever I need to go to have two picks because then I could turn to Tennessee, who already has a quarterback in Cam Ward, and they're not going to kick the can down the road on him. I can turn to the Jets, and I could say to them, you have ripped this thing down to the studs. You have nothing. Your offensive line is a mess. Your defensive line is a mess. Your secondary is a mess. You need everything that you can get to help you off the way. You know what would help that? If you had the third overall pick and then the 20-whatever-the-heck. Overall pick. Like, that's the highlight of having that extra Jags pick is that I can turn around and I can get wherever I need to go if I think my quarterback of the future is sitting in this draft and then I could go get it. That to me was the goal of the season. So if we walk out of it and let's say they go 5-12 and Shedeur is throwing for 275 and two touchdowns, maybe a pick as well, but we're all looking at it going, okay, this is starting to look better. Success. That's it. The death of this organization is if we get done with this season and we're all looking at each other going, is he the guy? Is he not the guy? I like some things. He does push a ball down the field, but he doesn't read it the best. He's made some dumb decisions, but he's made that really nice throw. Like that's where I don't want to be. I don't want to be in the gray.
So that's part of what I mean is like against the Raiders, we were all ready to be like, yeah, let's see him out this year. Let's see him out for, some people are saying like, let's see him out for next year. And then they go play a real team in the 49ers and he didn't look good and they got blown out. So I'm just worried that same. And again, look,
we're just going to ride the coaster.
Like, I agree with the premise of this whole argument that this sucks. I just want to root for them to win.
Yes.
And like, oh my God, we can still go get, we can get to 8 wins somehow this year if they win out, or 7-10. That would be a massive success of the year. Like, that's, the prognosticators at the beginning of the year saying 7 wins, everybody's calling them crazy. I just don't want it to be that Shedeur looks really good or good enough against the Titans and then sucks against the Bengals, against the Bills and the Bears. And then we just are left with like, I don't know. Because then that
would you be, I don't know?
Yeah.
Would you?
I think so. Well, I think the fans would be.
Would they?
Yes. Because that a lot of people looked really glowingly at that Raiders game. Like, hey, he pushed the ball down the field. Remember that one throw to Isaiah Bond?
It was a nice
and
throw.
Everybody bought back into it.
It was a nice
and
throw.
Then he went out and looked like he did against the 49ers.
Yeah, he looked poor.
So
he played a poor game. He missed receivers. He was confused by what Robert Saleh was doing, and Robert Saleh wasn't doing anything that was way over his head.
And as you mentioned before in the show, the Titans are bad. The Titans defense is not good.
Yes.
So and that's putting it lightly for them. So I would expect him to come out and look a little bit better than the game manager that he was last week. I'm just fearful that I hate this whole argument.
I hate it too. But it gets us to an argument that I really want to get into. And it's something that's really interesting that I have been thinking about, which is, what do we want to see from Shedeur Sanders this week? And what do we want to see from him the rest of the season? Because I think that is the fascinating question, because again, I don't want to be in the gray. I want to live in a world where we have a black and white answer, where it's like, it's either, yes, he is the quarterback of the future, and here's the three reasons why. No, he is not the quarterback of the future, and he is the three reasons why. And I want to dive into that, because I think that right there is the true crux of where this season is going.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.